Welcome to Hope Is Here. We're talking about a topic that you don't hear about much on Sunday mornings or any night at church, because it's a topic that I think the enemy doesn't want people to hear about. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. We started this conversation yesterday with Bill Reister, the founder of Encounter, just a powerful ministry that meets on Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. at Church of the Savior on Brandon Road. That's just off Harrodsburg Road in Lexington, heading out towards Jessamine County. You can get there easily off Nicholasville Road or Harrodsburg Road. But Bill, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and one of the things that I love about the Holy Spirit in Romans 8:26 and verse 27, the Holy Spirit can help us pray for when we're just weak.
You know, there's a lot of times when I don't know what to pray for. There's a lot of times when I come to God and I'm so grief-stricken, or I've been hit over the head with just something that's just took me by surprise, and you know, I've been in pain for so long, or And I have so many friends in ministry that I've come across, and I can tell you story after story after story, just the horrendous things that people struggle and they suffer with. And the fact of the matter is that we don't always know what to pray. I imagine the words that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane didn't come out easy. And we have our own Garden of Gethsemane prayer seasons in our lives as well too, where we don't know what to pray for. Here's the good news: the Holy Spirit is not only praying for us, he wants to pray with us. And the Holy Spirit can pray things that we can't even understand, and he can help us pray words and speak to God in a way that we can never understand. But if the Holy Spirit is helping us, we can know that it's the perfect prayer. My friend David Heisong prays this prayer a lot. He says this: God, I don't have any confidence in how I can pray, but I have full confidence that you always hear me when I pray.
Mm.
And because he prays with the Holy Spirit, and so the Holy Spirit can help us when we don't even have words to say. And the Holy Spirit can help us pray even when we're in our deepest, darkest moments. I mean, when was the last time you were? I remember when my wife gave birth, sort of a picture of what we call travailing prayer. She's not sort of, you know, singing, songs back there. There's a lot of screams going on and yelling and everything. That's a picture of prayer. Mm. That's a picture of prayer. And we don't know how to pray that way. And the Holy Spirit said, let me help you. Let me just help you. So sometimes it's as easy as, Holy Spirit, would you help me pray right now? Would you give me the word? Even if I don't have the words, would you just step in right now? And it's a controversial subject, because, you know, there's a group of believers that just believe that God will give you, just like he did on the day of Pentecost. He'll help people pray in different languages. And that helps people pray. You'll never understand what you're praying, but it's the Holy Spirit doing the praying for you, and he helps us, and he wants to help. So, and if there's anything the Holy Spirit wants to help us do, and that's for us to pray more effectively. And you know why? Because the Holy Spirit is constantly praying for us every day, all the time, and he's constantly interceding for us to Jesus, just like Jesus is interceding for us to the Father. So we have, picture this, and I want everyone to picture this, we have the Holy Spirit and Jesus interceding on behalf of us. Jesus said, I love to make intercession. And so they are praying for us. Not only are they praying for us, but they want to pray with us. And the Holy Spirit wants to pray with us and help us when we don't know what to pray. That's what the groans and the things that we don't, the words that we can't utter out, that's when the Holy Spirit takes over. But we have to ask. We have to ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, would you just pray with me? Pray for me? Just pray when I don't know what to pray? Would you, I mean, if there's a way you want me to pray, you want me to pray like you, I mean, I'm open. Whatever it is you want me to do, I'll do it. But the Holy Spirit helps us. That's why he's called the helper. Mm. He's our helper. He helps us not only in our prayer life, but in every day, in all things. Mm. He gives us power. I mean, think about the power that he gives us. Resurrection power. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives inside of us.
Amen.
And I know we're going to talk about a little bit about that power, but that's we have to pray for that power. We have to, you know, the Apostle Paul knew that believers would have a hard time understanding that type of power that lives inside of them. He says, I pray that you would have insight and understanding of the power that's made available to us through the Holy Spirit. He says, that's the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It's for us, he says. It's for us as believers. That power is for us. Now, most believers don't believe they have that power because they don't know how to tap into that power. They don't know how to walk in that power. They don't know how to live a life that God's called us to live so that we can walk around with the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
I love what you're saying, and I just believe there's somebody listening, and you've had something really painful happen to you, as unfortunately we all have, and I don't want to make light of that pain, that wound at all, but I got to ask you right now, for somebody that's listening, are you living and been living several months, years as a victim, or do you want to be a victor? And the Holy Spirit can help you have that victory by asking him to help you. And, you know, what the enemy meant for evil, God can use for good, just like he did with Joseph. You know, what was meant for evil can be used for good. And the good news, Bill, is I really believe the Holy Spirit is the key factor in helping us become a victor instead of a victim. Would you agree?
God's called us to be victorious. We're more than conquerors. And but I too sympathize with people who have been beaten down by life circumstances. People have done horrendous things to us. And I know there's people listening, and they're thinking, well, you don't know what people have done to me. You don't know the pain that I'm in. You don't know the suffering that I'm in. You don't know how I've been abused. You don't know how I've been sexually assaulted. You don't know what's been done to me. And I don't. The Holy Spirit does. And the Holy Spirit wants to help. And the Holy Spirit wants to comfort. The Holy Spirit wants to heal. The Holy Spirit wants to give you power. On your weakest day could be your strongest breakthrough. Because the Holy because he comes when we realize that we can't do it on our own. And so the Holy Spirit wants to come and give you a spirit-filled life that can heal you, set you free, and I know, and the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And if you're listening, I know that the Holy Spirit is whispering in your ear right now. Maybe it's coming through like a megahorn. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. I've never left you. When God says he never leaves us nor forsakes us, how does he do that? Through the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's always with us. When God's word says nothing could ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, what does he mean by that? How can he do that? Through the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is our seal that God seals us with, that guarantees us until the day of redemption. It guarantees our inheritance until the day of redemption. So we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. We're hid by the Holy Spirit. We're protected by the Holy Spirit. We're blessed by the Holy Spirit. So why not learn more about the Holy Spirit? I know that there's something that I always talk to people about. There are two lives that people live. There's the self life and there's the spirit-filled life. Mm. The self life is a life that people live by when they're not open to the Holy Spirit and they're not followers of Jesus. But I've seen followers of Jesus live the self life. Okay, I've seen followers of Jesus, and here are the characteristics of the self-life. They follow the law. They follow the law, and the law is, well, you break one, you break them all, okay? And you obey from obligation. And there's a self-reliance to it, which always leads to death, because the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but always leads to death. The result is fear, and that grieves the Holy Spirit. And you know what happens to people that live that way? They're consumed with guilt and condemnation. They can never do enough. They can never make God happy. And so another name for the self-life would be religion. That's what religion's all about. Okay? But the Spirit-filled life, you see, you're living under what's called the grace umbrella when you live the Spirit-filled life. See, that's a life based on His grace. That's a life based on not your performance, but His grace. And you obey God out of gratitude, not obligation, in that life. And that life is not you doing the work. That's the life where the Holy Spirit does the work for you. Now, that's full of life and supposed to death. And instead of living a life of fear, now you live a life of faith. And that's the life that pleases the Holy Spirit. And there's a difference. So there's the self-life and the Spirit-filled life. And that's why another name for the Spirit-filled life is relationship. And just like we have to have a relationship with Jesus, we have to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, we're covered under that grace umbrella where we're blessed, full of joy, purpose, and power. And it's the best life to live, because the other life to live is too hard to live.
Amen.
And it always leads to a dead-end corner.
Wow. Good stuff here. And just want to touch on this quickly. We don't have much time left, but, you know, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 talks about the Holy Spirit can be grieved by the way you live. And, you know, obviously people listen, they know we're encouraging, we're loving, that we are grace-filled on Hope Is Here. But I also know some people are like, oh, man, I don't hear the Holy Spirit. Talk a little bit about what sometimes grieves the Holy Spirit and what keeps us from hearing the Holy Spirit in our lives, Bill.
Well, we may not realize this, but the Holy Spirit's always nudging. The Holy Spirit's always sort of whispering, and the Holy Spirit is always speaking. And when we are shut down to those voices, nudges, and pushes, and leadings, and promptings, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit tells us to do something, and we know it's the Holy Spirit, and we decide not to do it, then we can grieve the Holy Spirit. If we go back to living the self life, if we go back to living the way that we did before we received Christ, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. If we disobey God and we start willfully sinning, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. If God gives us specific assignments to do and tells us, go bless that person, go over and tell that person, go make that phone call to so-and-so that you've offended and tell them you're sorry. And go make amends with that person. And you say, no way. And I know people are listening saying, oh, no. Was that the Holy Spirit? Yes, it was the Holy Spirit. Okay? Because the Holy Spirit will always guide you into truth. The Holy Spirit will always guide you into the will of God. The Holy Spirit will never speak outside the counsel and the truth of God. And so when the Holy Spirit tells us to do something and we don't do it, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. Which, by the way, the only unforgivable sin that the Bible talks about is to grieve the Holy Spirit, which is the continual rejection of Jesus Christ in your life. And the Holy Spirit is the one that leads us into a relationship with Jesus Christ, because no one comes to the Father except the Spirit that draws him first.
Amen and amen. Wow, we've had a great week here with Bill Reeser. I want to encourage you to check out Encounter on Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. at Church of the Savior. You can find out more about it at churchofthesavior.net. I just want to encourage you to show up. I know that you would be blessed. I've attended one of those nights, and it is great, great stuff. Share these programs with somebody. I know we've talked about prayer. We've talked about the Holy Spirit. You can find our 14-minute podcast at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.